Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara Memor of Aleph. We are 9 lines from the top. The Gemara says, "Amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chia." Rava Bar Shmuel said in the Rabbi Chia, "Ena Botzer Rasha Zo Adshev Melach Liftan Lifnei Kol Echad VeEchad." Having mentioned before that giving salt is part of the bracha and not a hefsek, so too we have similar halacha over here that a person should not make the bracha until he sees that everyone has salt or the side dish in front of them, but for everyone who is going to be yotze with the bracha, at that point you should make sure before you make the bracha that everyone has the salt in front of them. Rava Bar Shmuel Ikol Levei Rosh Kalusa. Rava Bar Shmuel was visiting the house of the Resh Galusa. Resh Galusa literally means Rosh of Galus, the head of Galus, and Galus meant it was like the position of what the Nasi was in Eretz Yisrael. They had a position of the Resh Galusa. It was a very powerful position in Bavel. Afkil Le'rifka, so they brought out bread before Rava Bar Shmuel. Ubatza Lehedya, and he said the bracha right away without waiting for the salt or the dips to be brought out. Amr Le'i, so they said to Rava Shmuel, Hadar Le'mishmeita, we just heard before that you were the one, Gufa, who said that one has to wait for the salt or the side dips, the side dishes to be brought out before you say the hamotzi. Amar lehu leis dein sarach bashash. That this bread is so good, it doesn't have to be dipped in anything. And therefore, the halacha is that really, it's only to enhance the bread, and if I don't need it because the bread is so good, then it doesn't require me to dip it in anything, and I don't need to, and therefore, that's why I hold this way. So the poskim point out that, in a chanami, this is true from the Gemara, but even though that's what comes out of here, even if the challah is very good, one should still definitely help you kabbalah. There's very big inyanim of dafka dipping it into salt, but even the Mishnah Berurah recommends that a person should always be dipping it into salt, regardless of whether or not the bread tastes very good. But however, I'm pretty sure I remember that was once by Rav Shechter, and he was not necessarily makbid. He said his wife's bread was so good, we were eating Friday night there, and I think he didn't dip it. I think he said he didn't need to, maybe he did anyway, but I think that he definitely was discussing the sugya, that the challah was very good, you don't necessarily need to dip it in the salt. Okay, continues Gemara now. Amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishum Rav Chia. Rava Bar Shmuel said in the Rav Chia, Ein Mei Raglayim Kalim Ela B'Yeshiva. So this has nothing to do with Hilchos Brachos, but the one where it's mentioning the statement that Rav Shmuel said in the Rav Chia, we're going to quote another one, that what a person should make sure to sit down when he is doing number one. Amarav is urinating. Why? Because Amarav, because if you stand up, Amarav Kahana, if you're standing up in a place where you're not afraid, it's loose ground underneath you, then we're not afraid that you are going to hold it in. So what are we afraid of is that a person who we saw before, the halacha is a person is going to be afraid that he's not allowed to walk around with urine on his shoes, because then we're going to be afraid that he's going to be called a kros shifcha, someone who's not able to have children. So one of the simanim of a kros shifcha is that his urine splits and falls on his legs and the other one goes straight. That shows you that he's not able to have children. And if he's married and has children, people are going to claim it wasn't him who was the husband, and his children are mamzerim. So since we're so afraid of this gzera, we made a gzera that a person is not supposed to make sure that he doesn't have any urine on his shoes. So the Gemara is saying over here, if you're standing, we're going to be afraid that if you're going to urinate onto a hard surface, then it's going to land on your shoes, and that's going to be a problem. People are going to think you're kros shifcha, so therefore you're going to hold it in to make sure it doesn't spritz so hard on the floor. So therefore, the Gemara says, if it's a loose ground underneath you, where it's going to go into the ground, you're not afraid it's going to land on you, then it would be mutter. However, if there is no loose ground underneath you, so then, and you don't want, and you're not able to sit, so what's another eight? If you stand very high place, and if you do it on an incline, then it's not going to land on your shoes, and therefore we're not afraid of it, and there would be no problem. Okay, continues the Gemara now. But Amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishmeid Rabbi Chia. Rava Bar Shmuel said in the Rabbi Chia, Achar kol achilascha echomelach. So Gemara is now going to give a few etzas of health in Yonim. Some of these are quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and some of them are not, but a lot of them are, so they're all important either way to think about. So Gemara says, after you finish eating, whatever you finish eating, you should have salt at the end. And whatever you're drinking, so let's say you're having fruit juice or any other juice, make sure you have some water with that at the end, and then you will not be harmed the whole time. Tanat namihachi. Also, we have a brisa that says the same message. Achar kol achidascha echol melech. After whatever you eat, you should make sure to have salt. Ve'achar kol shiyascha shteimayim. And after anything that you drink, you should make sure to drink dafka water. Ve'yata nizuk, and you will not come to be harmed. The Ramah just points out that as long as it has water in it, so even if you have like a juice type of thing, you add water to it, that would be okay. Or if you have also something that's salty, even though it doesn't actually have plain salt, that would be okay as well. To be Makai in this refuah of the Gemara. Tani idach, achal kol macha v'lo achal melach, If he ate any food, he didn't eat salt, and he didn't drink water, during the day, he shouldn't be concerned about bad breath. We see that's an issue. A person should make sure he doesn't have bad breath. But at nighttime, it gets much more serious. He should be careful of askara. Askara, we saw before, is something that a person's throat gets clogged up and it makes him choke to death. So we saw before, that's one of the worst type of misas. I'm pretty sure in the first paragraph we mentioned that. So here too, that you should be careful, so it's obviously not healthy to not end off by drinking water. I'm pretty sure they mentioned that also in the modern science, that a person should dafka eat first and then have his water after a separate point after he finishes eating. Tanur Rabbanan, Hamak b'achilas b'mayim. One who has a lot of water after, while eating, then eino balidei choli ma'ayim. He's not going to get sick from the stomach. Rashi just points out, because when you drink a ton of water after, it's going to it's going to catch up to the food, and then it will make it healthier. Then you're not going to get sick in the stomach. Okay. Continues Gemara v'kama. How much water does one have to be yotze this din? Amar Rav Chista kiton lipas. It's going to be some sort of jug for a loaf of bread. Amar Rabbi Mari, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Mari said in Rabbi Yochanan, Raga badashim achad l'shoshim yom. One who is accustomed to eat lentils for 30 days, Mona askar mesilch beiso, he's going to prevent this throat illness of askara from coming into his house. Avalok kol yome lo. However, if he eats it every day, that's not going to be healthy for him. Mai tama, what's the reason? Mishum dekash l'recha peh. It's harmful because it's going to cause him to have bad breath if he has lentils every day. The Omar of Mari, Omar of Yochan, remember, son of Yochan, and Raga, Bechardel, Achasim. Also, it's good to have mustard once every 30 days. What's going to happen? Mona chala and bezoch beis. It's going to prevent illness from coming into your house. However, you have mustard every single day, it's also not healthy. My tama, what's the reason it's not healthy to have mustard? Mishum dekasha lechulsha deliba. It's going to cause you pain in your heart. Amar avchia barav ashi amarav araga bedagim araga bedarik tanim. One who is accustomed to have small fish, eino bali decholi mayim, is not going to come to stomach issues. Not only that, it's a good thing to have fish because they multiply. The bracha to dagim is they were approved marfin rabbe. So too, it's good for you to have fish, especially in Shabbos when there's a different on them. Okay, Amar Abchia Bar Bchanina Haraga b'Ketzach. One is accustomed to have Ketzach inuba lidei ke'ev. What is Ketzach? So Rashi in his first pshat seems to say something that's translated in Laz as some sort of fennel, and another pshat Rashi says it's just a seed that's in Bnei Yishmael, that the Bnei Yishmael have, the Arabs are accustomed to having. That's this type of seed, okay? So the Gemara continues that what's going to happen, you're not going to have any heart pains if you have this, either the Jipshatim and Rashi, this fennel, or this seeds. Meisi ve, the Gemara has a kasha. Based on the following, Breiser, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Ketzach achad mishishim simenei maves. Ketzach is one of the 60 deadly poisons a person could have. Very dangerous. Don't have them. Vayashin l'mizrach garner dam barosha. Also one who sleeps to the east of the area where he's where his storage area is, then he's literally causing his own death because it's very dangerous. Because it's the Mizrach, the where Eretz Yisrael is, the wind from Arav is very bad. It's like moisty, Rashi points out, and not helpful. It's very, very harmful for his body. Okay, so the Gemara, but the first part of the Gemara is what the Brachos Mering Akasha from, that Ketzach is very bad for you. It's like poisonous. So the Gemara answers, Lo Kasha, Habirucha Betama. No, the smell that comes out of a Ketzach is very dangerous. However, the actual Achila is very healthy for you. Continues the Gemara saying, on the topic of Ketzach, Eimad Rabbi Yirmia Afile Rifta. The mother of Rabbi Yirmia, she would bake a bread, V'madgale Mekalfile. She would put this Ketzach in, but she dafka then would take out the flavor and peel it off because in order to get the smell out. So therefore, she didn't have the bad smell, yet he had the flavor inside. Okay, so continues the Gemara now. Okay, that's it for the discussions of Rafu. And now analyzing the Hemshech Lemishna, which Rabbi Yehuda says, Bori Minei Deshaim. Says that what you make these types of herbs, a more specific bracha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeir Veitamer Rabbi Chinin Bar Papa, Ein Halacha Ki Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha with this regard does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, we say Stam Bori Pre'adama on all inyanim that come from the ground. The Amar Rabbi Zeir Veitamer Rabbi Chinin Bar Papa, and Rabbi Zeir says the name Rabbi Chinin Bar Papa, my Tamid Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reasoning for Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Amar Krav Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. You should bless Hashem every single day. Rashi points out that every different yomim tovim, in different days, you give him specific shvachim. What do you mean you bless Hashem only day by day? We bless him at night too. So says Gemara, every single day you should give him a specific praise that's reflective of the day that you're in, a new bracha, a new day. So Shabbos, Yom Tov, all the Zinyanim, you say a different bracha. So Rabbi Yehuda says we should extend that din to brachas as well and be more specific. However, Chachamim did not feel the need to extend it to brachas. The Amar Rabbi Zera Veitemer Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Kimidas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Come and see how a person is very different than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Midas Basar Vadam, when it comes to a person, Klei Rekan Machzik, Male Eino Machzik. If a person has an empty kli, right, then what? Then it's going to be able to hold the full kli. But however, when the kli is Male, is Eino Machzik. However, when it's full, it's not going to be able to hold anymore. It's complete capacity. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Inakan Hashem is not like this. What does he say? Male Machzik. If a person is full, Rashi seems to say he's full of Chachma. So he's very smart, he's a Talmud Chacham, then he's going to be able to be mafsik even more Torah. He can hold more and more and more Torah. However, Rekan ain't a mafsik. Someone who's empty, doesn't have any Torah, it's going to be very hard for him to get Torah and gain spiritual gainings. If a person is listening, he will continue to listen. Meaning, a person learns Torah, he's going to be able to put in more Torah into his neshama and understand more Torah. If you already have listened, you'll be able to listen more. If you're not listening and you're empty, then you'll not listen later at any point after that either. Lo sishma. Davar acher, another pshat on this. Im shenu tamah biyashan, if you listen and you do chazara, you constantly do chazara, constantly reviewing your limudim, tishma bechadash, and you'll be able to listen to new things as well, and be kone new inyanim as well, and your Torah will grow exponentially. However, v'im yifne levavcha, if chas v'shalom, you turn away, meaning you don't do chazara, shuv lo sishma, you're not going to be able to then understand the Torah, and you're not going to get an opportunity to even learn more Torah. Okay, ad kan divrei gemara. Next mishnah. Berach al peros ha'ilan borei pri adama. If a person makes a bracha of bor on peros ha'ilan, on fruits of the tree, you'd say a borei pri adama yatza, then you're yotze. That's not the correct bracha. On fruits of the tree, we know you should say borei pri eitz. However, if you say borei pri adama, you're still going to be yotze. The Gemara is going to explain why. Al peros ha'aretz, borei pri eitz. However, if you say on peros ha'aretz, borei pri eitz, then meaning like potatoes and things like that, things of the ground, lo yatza, then you're not going to be yotze. The al kulam, however, on all of these brachas, on what you're supposed to say, eitz, you're supposed to say hadama. If you accidentally said, or you said you didn't know the bracha, and you said shakal nidvaro, right, then you are still yotze. Says the Gemara now, man tana de'ikr ilan arahu. So now the Gemara is wondering, we see from the fact that if you say a bracha of borei pri adama on borei pri eitz, that what? We see that the Tana of our Mishnah is understanding that the fruits get its sustenance from the ground, and since it's getting its sustenance from the ground, if you say a borei pri adama, you're going to be yotze the bracha, the ikr sustenance from the ground. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, it's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the following Mishnah, the Snan, we learn in the Mishnah, Yavesh Hamayan, if a person, with regards to Mikra Bikurim, in regards to Mikra Bikurim, there's a phrase that a person says when he goes to the Beis HaMikdash. He says that Baruch Es Haaretz Hazos, some lashon of the Aretz, right? Exactly, right? The Ikar Kolpers. What is lashon? Rashi says you say something along the lines of you're thinking Hashem Ala Adama Asher Nasatali. You say the lashon of Adama Asher Nasatali, the land of which I am giving you. So it says the Gemara now. The Mishnah says Yaveh Shemayin, if the stream of that was filling up your field, it dried up, or let's say after you took the fruits off, you cut down the tree, then maybe v'iner korea, you can bring the bikurim, however you can't read this psukim because you're saying, again, al adama asher nasatali, and you don't have this land anymore. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, in this case, you can be maybe v'korea, you can still say it, because he says that the land is still what gave nourishment to the fruits, and even though the tree is not physically there, you cut it down, or the source of the sustenance of the field is the stream is now dried up, you can still say the Mikra Bikurim and Biyotze saying it over there. So too we're comparing it over here, that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that really the land is the Iker, and therefore if you accidentally say Adama, you would in fact Biyotze. The Gemara now continues, Al Peros Ha'aretz, if a person says Peros Ha'aretz, Borei Pri Eitz, you're not Yotze. So the Gemara says, Pshita, it's obvious, because Borei Pri Eitz have nothing to do with the ground. If you say a potato, it doesn't have a tree. Borei Pri Eitz, there is no tree. So the Gemara says, so what's the chiddush over here? Amrav Nachman Yitzchak, lo nitzvah al Rabbi Yehuda damar chita min ilanhi. This shita, this Mishnah comes only to help for Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who says that wheat is some sort of min of the tree. It comes from the tree, and therefore would I have a mina to assume that by wheat, if you say Borei Pri Eitz, you're going to be yotze. How do I know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a wheat is some sort of tree and that you would say a borei pri eitz on it? I would have thought that you say borei pri eitz. Decided from the following brisa. Ilan she'achal Adam Arishan. What was the first tree that Adam had ate from? Rabbi Meir Omer, it's fascinating thing. None of the tirutzim of the Gemara is going to be an apple. That's, I think, a Christian thing. I don't know where they get the apple from. Rabbi Meir says that it's a geffen. Rabbi Meir says it's a grapevine. Because we know, when is a person at his worst? When he has wine, right? So Namar, the pasuk says, by Noach, who was the biggest tzaddik, each tzaddik damim, the whole world was survived from Noach. And what happened? And we know what happened to him. His son ended up having relations with him or castrating him, whatever the 2 days in Gemara, but not good things happened when he got drunk. Rabbi Nechemi Amar to Einais, Rabbi Nechemi says that it was a fig tree. How does he know that it's a fig tree? That the thing that they sinned with, Hashem gave them the ability to make a tikkun for by giving them, right? He says, Shenemar vayisperu alei te'ina. The pasuk says they put together for themselves clothing with fig leaves. So the Gemara says now that was the shita of Rabbi Nechemi. Rabbi Yehuda has this. Important part of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Chita, he says, the ilan, the fruit, the treats, or rather, that it was used, that other reason sinned with, and the fruit that he got was a chita, was from the wheat stalk, she'ina tinak yoda lekro, abba v'ima. The child does not know how to say even Abba or Ima, his first words, until Ashitam Tamdana, once he starts to eat. And we know, so if it is that, what is Etadas? Etadas sounds like a lashon of Dea when you know things. So when a child is able to know the minimum of how to start speaking, that's only when he's able to start having bread or some sort of grain. So then we know that that must be the tree that Adam Arishon sinned from. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, then I would have thought the following. Sadak, I mean, I would have thought, Rabbi Yehuda min chita min ilani. I would have thought that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the brisa, that wheat is the specific, is the tree over here. Liv rachle bar preitz, he would say that you could say bor preitz, or at least b'di'evad you'd be able to say, if you said bor preitz, kamash mulan, this Mishnah is coming to teach us that hecha b'varchad bar preitz, when do we say bar preitz? Hecha d'chishalkat le'le peri. Only where, if when you pick the fruit, ese le'gazva v'hadar mafik, that the branch will stay for the next year. However, over here, aval hecha d'chishalka le the period leisa legavza d'hadar mafik, where over here, if you pick the fruit, the branch that it gave off the fruit does not last again, then lo mevarchel aboyer pre'etz al aboyer pre'adama, one would not say the bracha pre'etz, rather, he would say boyer pre'adama. This has huge nafka meanings for a lot of the things. A banana, the only banana tree, it comes from a tree. A lot of the gedarim that we add in, Rishonim add in other gedarim, that it has to be something that can last the whole year, that it has to be a certain height. All these inyanim stem from this gemara over here. And that's why a lot of the things that grow from trees, like bananas and things like that, the common custom is to say boyer pre'adama based on this gemara. Okay, continues the Gemara now. Valkula mar shahakol b'dvar. If you say shahakol on any of these foods, you are yotzei. Says the Gemara, itmar. We learned, Rav Huda says, Rav Huna says, amar chutz min hapas min hayayin. Rav Huda says, no. Shahakol, the Mishnah is right. However, there's an exception. Except for wine and bread, which are chashuv, those are so chashuv that even if you said a shahakol on those, you're not going to be yotzei. Rabbi Yochanan amar filu pas v'yayin. Rabbi Yochanan says, even bread and wine, you'd be yotze on shahakol. What is so chashuv about pas and yayin? So Rashi points out because it is something that it's something that a person makes kiddush on and havdalah on, and we know that wine is very chashuv and pas also. We have the shalosh sudas on, but really also seems to be maybe also kiddush. You could be yotze kiddush b'diavad with challah as well on Friday night. So these are very, we see that they're very chashuv. Therefore, even a shahakol not patulim. Continues the Mara Neima Katanai. Maybe should we say that this is really a machlokas sram. Again, remember with our rule, the Neima Kanai is always going to be rejected. That is followed here as well. But we're suggesting that maybe this machlokas amoraim is really essentially a machlokas tanaim. What's a machlokas? Ra, pas ve'amar. One saw bread and said, kama ne pazu baruch hamam shabara. If a person saw bread and says, wow, how nice is this bread? Let bless Hashem for giving me this wonderful bread. Yotze your bracha, and you can eat the food based on that. Ra te'ena, if you see also a fig and you say, kama nae te'ena zu, baracha makum shebara, if you see a te'ena and you say, wow, how amazing is a fig, thank Hashem, baracha makum, thank Hashem, who created it, also yatza, you're yotze. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Meir holds that you are yotze. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Kol ha'meshanim me'at shetavah chachamim brachas, if you change the formula that chachamim give you for a bracha, lo yatza de chavasa, you are not yotze. So the Gemara is going to say, na'nima, Rav Huna, demar kariyosi, maybe Rav Huna who said that shahakol doesn't work for bread and wine, maybe he's going to hold it. Rabbi Yossi, who says that if you're shoneim at be'ashu tavach chachamim, you are not yotze. Tosas has a big problem with this in pshat. What in the world? How does Rav Huna come out like Rabbi Yossi? Rav Huna says that you're yotze shahakol on every other item that it wasn't supposed to be shakal for. Meaning, if I eat an apple and I say shakal, according to Ravuna, I'm still yotze. According to Rav Yossi bePashtus, I'm not yotze because I'm shoneh the mamatbeah over there. So that's a very big problem. Tos's answer is also very difficult. So, but that's just a very big kashim pshat. But either way, the Gemara is going to reject this havamina. But this was the havamina. Again, the Ravuna holds like Rav Yossi that Ravuna says if you say a different nusach habracha for this item, you'd still be yotze. And Rav Yossi also. Will you not be yotzei with regards to shakal on Bar Paragaf? And Rabbi Yossi would also say that way. Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan would paskin like Rabbi Meir, who says that one is yotzei if you say a different nusach. So says the Gemara, Amalacha, Rav Huna, Rav Huna is going to say, Anad Amar Afilu Rabbi Meir, I paskin even like Rabbi Meir. Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Meir, hasam elahichat kamid kershmei the pas. When it came to the bracha Rabbi Meir, at least you mention the name of bread in the bracha. A person doesn't even mention bread in the bracha where he says shahakol, then even Rabbi Meir, for the Meir and Moder, Rabbi Meir would agree to me that a person is not going to be yotze on this bracha. Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that ana amrei dafil Rabbi Yossi. I'm going to say my shita even according to Rabbi Yossi. Ad kan lokom Rabbi Yossi hasam elushim to kamer bracha de lo tikn rabbanan. When it comes to the case over there, and you said a not different bracha, it's invalid because a person is saying a bracha the rabbanan never instituted at all. Aval amar shahakol nidvaro to tikn rabbanan. But in a situation where a person is saying shahakol, which is a bracha fundamentally masakin by rabbanan, then he would agree. For the Rabbi Yossi moda, they agree that a person is yotzei even on wine and on bread. Therefore, each of the Amoraim are able to say that both Tanaim agree with their view, and there is no Lema Ketanai. It is rejected, as we always assume, is rejected. So the Gemara is now saying a Maisa that happened. Binyamin Raya, Karach Rifta V'Yamar, Binyamin, the shepherd, he had bread, and he said, after his bracha, meaning for benching, he said, Baruch Rav, Wanadai Pita. Bless Hashem who made this bread, Amara and Rav Paskin, you're Yotze with that. You're Yotze, you're Chiyav Birkas HaMazon. So Gemara says, wait a second, two questions. If a person doesn't mention the name of Hashem, he never said Yudke Vavke, Baruch Atah Hashem, meaning Hashem. So then how are you Yotze this bracha as benching? The Amar Baruch Rachmana, that Peter. Gemara answers, no, he said Baruch Rachmana. Rachmana is the Aramaic term for Hashem. He's literally the merciful one, but it's a term that's nicknamed for Hashem, and therefore that is Lashon of Hashem. And even Rav would agree that you're yotze with that. But now the Gemara asks a different fundamental kasha, though. The habayin and shalosh brachas. We don't say that you say one bracha you're yotze. We have three different brachas you say in benching. How could it be yotze with one bracha? So the Gemara says you're right. Ma yotze dekamar Rav. Nami. What does Rav say when he says that you're yotze? Yotze yidei bracha rishona. It means that he's yotze the first of the three brachas. I mean, instead of saying zanis olam kula b'tuvo v'chenu chazrachamim, since he got the ikar point by saying baruch rachmana the high pita, thank you Hashem for the bread. That's really the essential part of hazan. He is yotze his bracha b'diavet. So Gemara now says, by kamash milan. Then what's the chiddush of Binyamin Raya? What he did, what Binyamin the shepherd did. Alpha gav de amar b'lashon chol. The chiddush is even if you said it in his nusach of Aramaic, he said it in a different language other than Hebrew, then you're going to be yotze. The Gemara says, really, that's a chiddush? Tanina, we already learned in a Mishnah, in Sota. These could be said in any language. Parshat Sota, Vidoy Meiser, Kriyat Shema. So Parshat Sota, the Parsha with the Sota, okay? Vidoy Meiser is a person who says the confessions when he does the Vidoy Meiser after he brings it, comes to the Beis HaMikdash, the third and the sixth year, after the third and sixth year. Or the 36 year, okay, either way, you say the Vidur Maisa is a Kriyat Shema, and a Kriyat Shema you could say it in any language, it's Tefillah also davening. Ooh, Birkas HaMazon, this is the Ikar Raya for our point right now, is that benching can be said in any language. So we see, why is Rav teaching us this Chiddush of Baruch Rechman HaHayit Pita? So the Gemara says, no. It's Rech Sakar Echamina, I would have thought, Hani Mila Damra Balashon Chol, Ki Hechad Tidik Rabbanon Balashon Kodesh, that the Birkas HaMazon has to be an exact translation of the way the Rabbanon are integrated to Hazanah Sakol. Right? So that would be the only way you're yotze. Meaning if you don't say the exact translation, then, and you say your own formulation, then you're not be yotze. So that since you said it in the lashon that got the ikar theme, you're still yotze, even if you didn't mamish give an entire translation. Okay, that follows the Gra. The Gra in Sam Ches over there says explicitly that the reason that you were yotze is because you said the ikar themes of, when you say Baruch Machmana Haid Pita, you said the ikar theme. Just a ha'ara is that the poskim, the Pesach Tshuva, deals with in Yeridaya, whether one who's misupak, if he said a bracha, so is it an issue of losisa, maybe it's better for him to say Baruch Machmana Haid Pita, because you would be yotze, at least the bracha achrona, for the one of the brachas, maybe you could do this for the three neschos, and it wouldn't be over an iser if you're have a Safek Bracha, and you'd still be Yotze the Bracha. However, Shlomo Zalman didn't seem to like this Eitzah because he's saying Mizal the Brachas. But either way, this Gemara comes out as a Kula for one who's a Safek Bracha, sometimes potentially, according to some poskim, to use it as a Heter. Continues the Gemara now. Gufa. Amar Rav, kol bracha shem ba'askar is Hashem and a bracha. So Rav said that any bracha that doesn't have the name Hashem is not a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, this is also a similar sugya we saw in the sugya of Pasach with the Shechra. Rabbi Yochanan also says, kol bracha shem ba'askar is a bracha. You need to say Melech HaOlam. If you don't say Melech HaOlam, it's also not a full bracha, not a valid bracha. Amar Abaye, kavasid Rav mistavre. It makes more sense to paskin like Rav with this. Why? The Sanya, the Braisa says, lo avarti mitzvatecha velo shachachti. What's the drasha? This is the vidui maizfas that we mentioned before, actually. When you're a person at the end of, I think it's the third and seventh year, I keep getting confused, but one of the end of the year of when you're supposed to bring the maizros, then you say the vidui maizfas where you're saying Takash Baruch Hu, basically that you kept his mitzvah. So the first thing that you say, lavartim levarechecha, you say also lo shachakti, I didn't forget, and also lavartim levarechecha. The Gemara's drasha, I have not forgotten to give you a bracha. Velo shachakti melhaskir shim chalav, and I have not forgotten to mention your name when saying that bracha. So this drasha though in the Braisa is not velo malchus ketan. It doesn't say I forgot to mention your name and your malchus. Rather, just to say lahaskir shimcha alav. So the Gemara says we see that really you don't only need to say Hashem and not Melech Olam. Rabbi Yochanan, what's he going to do? Tani is going to mend the Braisa to say that you should say velo shachachti lahaskir shimcha umalchus chalav. You're right. The Braisa has the drasha of lo shachachti also to mention your name and malchuscha. And your malchus, and that's what it meant over here. The whole shaila in the Rishonim Achronim is that is this drasha deraisa? Rashi and Chumash quotes this drasha also kipshuto. If you take the drasha kipshuto, then making a bracha is deoraisa, which the Gemara entertained on Lamed Hey, but seemed to reject lamaisa at the end of the day. Unless you say the kavah chomer, it's a big shaila. But most people assume, almost everyone, that it's really a smachta, and this is not real full fledged drasha deraisa. Continues the Gemara in the Mishnah. The aldavar sheengidlam in aretz omer things that not grow for the ground. You say shakol nidvar al chometz al novos al govai omer shakol. On vinegar, on novos, we're going to see the Gemara is going to have two interpretations of what novos are. On govai is some locusts, which are actually kosher. I think this is the thing that the Taimanim have a mesorah for what's kosher, what's not. I think this is the one. We don't have mesorah, so we don't have any of the locusts. Shakol nidvar. We say shakol. Rabbi Yehuda omer kol shemin klala im varchim alav. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Something that's a curse. All these drinks, vinegar is wine that's spoiled. Novos, we're going to see what other chupshatim. The Gemara is going to into whether or not it's spoiled or not. Is also minkala and locust is not good. It destroys your crops. So you shouldn't make a bracha on any of these items. Hayu lefanav minim harbet. If a person has many fruits in front of him, many species in front of him, Rabbi Yehuda omer, im yesh b'nei min shiva, if any of these have the shiva saminim, eretz chita sora gefantein rimon erz zeh semen advash, those are shiva saminim, alavu mevarach, then you should make a bracha on that one, v'chachamim omer, v'chachamim say, mevarach alizmen, sheyirtzeh, you can make a bracha on whichever one you want. Says the Gemara now, Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara says, a brisa now, al davar shen gudam ha'aretz, kigon basar behemas v'chayis v'opes v'dagim. If a person has meat of domestic animals, wild animals, if you have fish, chicken, or you have fish, you say shahakal dvar, you say shahakal. Al chalav ala beitzim v'ala gvina, milk, eggs, and cheese, omer shahakal, also shahakal. Al pas sheifsha, if you have bread that became moldy, ayayin shahikrim, and wine that got spoiled, al tashas avar tsuraso, and cooked food that is spoiled, omer shahakal, still shahakal. This is, again, assuming it's somewhat edible. If it's mamish, not an achila, then there would be a shayla whether you make any brach at all, because it couldn't be shaloka derech achila if you're having it. Al melech ve'al zamis, on salt and on salt water, al kmeinu petrios, and on these type of truffles and mushrooms, you say shahakal. The Gemara is going to ask why you say shahakal. The Gemara actually is about to start off. Why do you start shahakal? The Gemara asks right away, l'mein ma'at d'chmeinu petrios lav gidulei karkanidu. Are you going to say that truffles and mushrooms don't grow from the ground? V'atanya, don't we learn in the Braisa, ha'noder meperos ha'aretz? If someone makes a neder not to have fruits of the ground, aser meperos ha'aretz, mutar b'chmeinu petrios. You'd be aser to have regular fruits in the ground, meaning everything else, like a potato or an apple, anything that comes from the ground. However, you can have truffles and mushrooms. That's not our kasha. However, the second part, im amar kol gidulei karkalai. However, if he said, all that grows from the ground is usher to me. Usher afbek menu pichos. Even it's going to be usher to have benefit even from truffles and mushrooms. We see that this is something that's called something that's gidule karka, something that grows from the ground. So the Gemara's answer now. Amar Abaye by answers mirba rabe mara mianke lo marik mara that they do grow from the ground, but they don't get their ikar nourishment from the ground, rather from Rashi says, like from the wind and from the other parts, but not the ikar point of the mushrooms do not grow from the ground, rather from the other elements of the earth, of the air, rather. But wait a second, the Braisa also says that something that does not grow from the ground, and the Gemara listed mushrooms and truffles. We see from there that what? Mushrooms are not even in the category of things that grow from the ground, bichlal. So the Gemara says, no, you should amend the brayso to say, tana davar she'en yonek mina aretz. It should be something that does not absorb at all from the ground, and that's what we meant over here, okay? And that's what we're saying on this lashon. Okay, the Gemara now continues the Mishnah that said novlos. So the Gemara asks now, my novlos, what are these novlos? Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Eli, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Charam, Rabbi Shulai, Kamara. One said that novlos are these dates that got burnt in the sun. The Charam, Rabbi Tamara, the Zika. One says that one that fell off early from the wind. Okay, so the Gemara now says, it's none. We have a Mishnah that says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shemin Klala, Inu Rechlav, our Mishnah, that says, what? You don't make a bracha on a min klala. So Gemara says, Bishlam, the Mandam, Rabbi Shulai, Kamara, if you assume that it's burnt dates, and I understand, because that's min klala, they're not good anymore, you're very upset about it. However, Hainakar min klala, Ela Lamanda Amar Tamre de Zika, if you're going to say that the one who holds that they just blow off a little early, then by min klala, but they're not bad, they're just on the ground now, they're not bad. So the Gemara answers, Ashar, you're right. The word Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't make a bracha on the things that are of a curse, that's only referring to vinegar and govai. And the locust, however, it's not referring to these novlos. Okay, the Gemara says, Ikar de Amri, another version to how explained with the Shaka Vitaria, Bishla Mananamar, Bishla Kamara, everything is good according to the Mandam says that it's burnt by the sun. Hanib Rechim Lav Shahakal, that makes sense why you should say a Shahakal. However, the Mandam or Tamar de Zika, you want to say that it's things that blew off the tree early, it's still perfectly edible. Shahako bori priyetz liga bracha. Why didn't say the regular bracha bori priyetz? So the Gemara says ela benova stama kliyama lapuiga de bashula kemarnino. So this is a different answer. The Gemara is answering now that everyone would agree that when it says novlos and it doesn't qualify what it's talking about, then it's referring to dates that are burnt in the sun. However, kipliga benovlos tamar. When Rabbi Zeir Blai disagree, when it, the term of literally date palm novlos is used in the Mishnah. If you use lotion of date palm novlos tamra. Then, tomorrow rather, then that would be the shayla. Disnan, hakalan shibba demai. We learn that the lenient fruits when it comes to demai, we say, ashisin varamin va'uzrin b'noshuach u'b'noshuach u'kshikma v'gopin itzba novlos tamar. First of all, what is demai? Demai literally means damai. What is this? It's basically anything that you buy from Haaretz. You're not sure which trumos and maestros they took off. There was a time people got less from and didn't keep all the halachas. So they assumed that everyone took off truma. However, we didn't assume that they took off Meiser Rishon, or they didn't take off Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani, depending on what year it is, and they didn't take off Truma's Meiser. So those are the things that you have to take off. Truma, you do assume that they took off. However, and Meiser Sheni, also you're allowed to keep it to yourself. Meiser Ani and Meiser Sheni, you don't have to give, you can keep it to yourself. So either way, so there's a lot of kulas in Demai. And that's what this Mishnah in Demai starts off with, the lenient fruits that we don't have to be machmir on. Rashi says, because they're so cheap, we're not afraid that the Amaretz, the person who's not from, is going to be take off Meiser on them. So the Gemara now is going to take a deviate for a turn and explain what are these terms exactly. Shisin, what are these shisin? Amar Rabachan, Amar Biyochanan, Min Te'inin. Those are the type of figs. Rimin, Kenide. Rimin are Kenide. What are Kenide? It's some sort of date fruit, okay? Continues the Gemara. Azurin, what are Azurin? These are Tulushe, some sort of apples. Benot Shuach, what are Benot Shuach? Amar Rabachan, Amar Biyochanan, Te'inin, Chavira. They're white figs. Obviously, there are white figs that are not a good quality, because they're regular white figs, then wouldn't be kalan shibba demai. Didus gemara b'no shikma, what are b'no shikma? Am rochanan b'ri yochanan, those are dovle. These are like figs. Okay? Gofnin, shila gofnin. Gofnin are things that were late season grapes. Nitzme pircha. Nitzme is a caper berry tree. Novlos tamara. Novlos are, what are novlos? Tamara. Meaning, using the lashon of novlos tamara dafka, that's the machlokas. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Zera, Charamar, Bishulei Kamara, Charamar, Tamar Dezika. One says that they're dates that were burnt in the sun, and one says they're tamara Dezika. The Gemara asks, Bishlam, Adamar, Bishulei Kamara, according to the one who says that it's dates that were burnt in the sun, I did connect Kalin Shabnai. That makes sense why we're making on it, because they're not good, and we're allowed to be lenient on them, because we assume that he'll take off Truma Meiser, because they're very cheap and they're not good quality. Sveikan hu depater. The Sveik is going to be pater Havadan Chayav. However, if you know that they weren't taken off, you would have to take off Meiser. The Man Damar Tamar Dezika. One says it's Wimblow Day, it's Vadan Chayav. The definite ones are going to be Chayav. Hefkir and Ninu. Aren't they going to be Hefkir? Meaning if they fell off the tree early, we assume that the Baal Bais doesn't know about it. They fell off and he's mafkir them because he isn't going to bother getting them. So shouldn't we call them Hefkir? And then therefore they shouldn't be Chayav even if you knew for sure that that's where they came from? So the Gemara answers, Hakamayaskin and Shasan Goren. We're talking about a case where the owner did know that they were around and he put them in a pile, clearly showing that he indeed wanted them, and therefore they're Chayav in Trumos and Maestros. Demar Bietzchak, Amar Yochanan, Misham, Elazar, Ben Yaakov, like a Shechav, a Pesh, and a Gorin, like a Shechav, and Peir, the three Matonos, La'aniyim that you give, even if they're normally putter from Trumos and Maestros, however, if you put them in a pile, then they're still going to be Hukbala Maestros, they're going to be Chayav in Maestros. So the Gemara says now, Ikad Ami, there's all those who say, Bishlam Amanda Amar, Tamar Dezika, those, everything is good according to one who holds. And we're talking about windbowl dates. However, Haida Dekara Le Novlos Tama, that's why we call them Novlos, without defining what they are. Bahasam Kari Le Tamar, and here's the Tamar, Lamanda Amar, Bishule Kamara, why are you making a difference? Nisne Idavi Idin Novlos Tamar, why don't you use the same Lashon, if you're assuming that they're the same thing? Oh, Idavi Idin Novlos Tama. So the Gemara answers, you're right, Kasha, this is stuck. Why does the Lashon of the Mishnah change from the two Lashonos? That is a Kasha according to the one who holds Bishule Kamara Adkan.